5.16.
And then in India, where I was recently in the city of Hyderabad, and Hyderabad is this up-and-coming city, you know, it's gleaming. It's, Indians themselves are thinking of it as the next cyber city. But across town, they have slums where even now, both men and women have not gone to school, they're not educated, and their only recourse is to work in the informal economy. So the family that we met, the husband was a vegetable cart, a vegetable seller, so he took his cart and went out into the more affluent neighborhoods. The son had dropped out of school to join his father to push a similar cart, and the mother had taken a loan to embroider saris. And she did this at home, sort of in her spare time. And what she really wanted to do was to amass enough income so that she could cut out the middleman, because she basically got half of what that sari was worth, because she was handing it over to a middleman. So that if she could buy the materials herself, embroider it herself, and sell it herself to the store, she could, in effect, double her income without doubling her labor.